This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe has presented his agency's proposed spending plan for the next fiscal year. O'Keefe appeared yesterday before the House Science Committee to discuss the 2004 budget request. In the past, lawmakers have focused on cost overruns or questionable science projects. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports yesterday members of Congress wanted to know if the agency can still fly its astronauts safely.
NASA's annual budget hearing took place nearly a month after the shuttle Columbia broke up in the skies above Texas. The accident has cast a pall over the agency and forced Administrator O'Keefe to explain what went wrong. He also has to justify the agency's $15.5 billion spending plan. This includes funding for hundreds of science and technology projects, maintaining the three remaining space shuttles, and finishing work on the International Space Station. But given what happened to Columbia, some in Congress are now questioning whether NASA has the right priorities. Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher pointed to a space probe planned to visit Jupiter's moon Europa.
It seemed to be a rather expensive project going to the ice moon of Jupiter, and I noticed in the budget it's a $3 billion project. When every dollar counts and people's lives are at stake, we're going to have to ask some of the tough questions.
In a later exchange, Rohrabacher suggested NASA should instead be spending its money on designing an alternative to the shuttle.
We've got three shuttles left, and
It's a marvelous heavy lift capacity.
And it's a marvelous way of eating up tax dollars as well. If we rely on it for too long, we'll eat up the seed corn we need for investing in a new system.
O'Keefe responded that NASA doesn't plan to have a replacement ready until the year 2010. Until then, the agency will rely on its aging shuttles and Russian spacecraft to get crews and supplies up to the space station. In response to questions about the value of human spaceflight, the NASA chief said the shuttle and space station are platforms to conduct scientific research. Some Congress members then questioned whether experiments in space have resulted in any payoffs here on Earth. Congressman Gil Gutnick of Minnesota.
But at the end of the day, it seems to me those are very, very expensive experiments, and I think we have to account to the taxpayers in terms of what we have actually learned in the last 5 years.
O'Keefe said that 1,500 scientific papers have been published on human physiology in the past 7 years, and a doctor has developed a new heart pump based on experiments done in space. The hearing went on for more than 3 hours. Again and again, lawmakers returned to the question of safety. Gutnick said the Columbia accident proved two things.
Painful lessons. First of all, putting human beings into space is extremely expensive. And the second is, traveling at 16 times the speed of sound is extremely dangerous.
Lawmakers pressed O'Keefe about NASA's existing safety procedures and the agency's organization. O'Keefe replied that NASA's shuttle safety plan is well thought out, but it's clear they'll learn more once the Columbia Accident Investigation Board completes its work.
That process is pretty rigorous. If it is adequate or not is something I will be guided by the Gehman Board to determine whether systemically that is adequate to assure safety of flight.
It's likely that Congress will want those answers too. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.